Hey, what's up? Tyson Kazare here with the Video Game Composer Podcast, sharing tips, strategies, and stories to help you on your way to becoming a full-time video game music composer. Last week, I had a conversation with someone who wants to get their start as a video game composer. We were having lunch, and he was telling me that he has a bunch of tracks written, and the tracks are really great, and they're mixed really well, he feels like. And he just needs to master them and perfect the mastering. And then he can start posting them and starting to connect with people and start to network and start to find prospective clients and developers to collaborate with. As soon as he told me the bit about how he has these tracks that are already made and he just needs to master them and perfect them, a bunch of red flags went off in my head. In my opinion, one of the most insidious causes to keep us from our dreams is that we never pursue our dreams. We never reach our dreams because we don't pursue our dreams because we don't ever start. We do things that we feel like are starting. We do things that feel like they're moving us closer to the goal when in fact they aren't. Let me explain. Let me use an analogy that I just came up with as I was setting up the microphone to record this episode. Let's imagine that you are in a race. So before the race, you definitely want to prepare. You want to get the right running shorts on, and you go out and you buy some really nice running shoes, and you get the right socks at the right length that breathe really well and don't inhibit you and keep your ankles from getting all chafed up or whatever. And you get some really awesome looking sweatbands. You do a bunch of research and study on running technique. And you even practice. You practice by going on some runs around your neighborhood, and you practice by watching footage of really successful racers, and you're going to the gym, and you're practicing your jumps, and you're doing leg workouts, and you're doing all sorts of things. You're hitting the treadmill, and you're doing all this stuff to prepare for the race. But none of that stuff, although you are doing things that will prepare you and that will probably really help you in the race, none of that stuff is actually moving you any closer to the finish line. So when I'm talking about your dreams, I'm looking at that as the finish line. And I know that my analogy has all sorts of problems, and I didn't procrastinate and try to figure out how I could make the very best analogy or what would work better than running. It's just the first thing that came to my mind, and I'm throwing it out there. So I know that you might say, well, my dream isn't this one-time event. It'll develop over the course of my life. That's totally cool. But right now, I'm talking about your dream as a finish line. You are not getting any closer to the finish line until you move past the start line. Until you start that race, you are not getting any closer to your dream. In the same week where I talked to this person about how they're still tweaking things and getting things ready, I was also talking to a lot of people that are where I want to be. These are people that have in-house positions at major game studios, or they have really thriving and really lucrative freelance game composer businesses. And in talking to them, I love to ask people about how they got started and hear their stories. And I've talked to many, many, many successful composers and asked them how they've gotten started. And in all of these cases, with everyone that I've talked to and asked about how they've gotten started as a composer, they've all started. They've all put themselves out there. They may or may not have been ready, but they just went and they put themselves out there and they started letting themselves be known. So my advice to this person I was talking to is I told him, you didn't ask for my advice. This is unsolicited, but I recommend that you just release the songs and you start networking with game developers. If they want something to listen to, you can show them those songs. Or if you really don't want to release those songs until they're perfect, that's fine. Just start meeting game developers and networking with them. You could totally get a gig without ever showing them your music. It's happened before. Or if you did release your music, start talking to people, show them the music, and then master it along the way. Once you get it mastered, take the old track down, put the mastered version up. No one's going to know. It's going to be totally awesome. But I think one of the reasons why we don't do this is because of fear. We fear that people are going to hear this track and judge us, and we'll get blacklisted for the rest of our career, for the 40 years that we have in front of us, people will remember that track, that very first track that we released when no one knew who we were. And they're going to think, oh man, that was a really good song and a really good mix, but it wasn't mastered. This person will never work in this industry again. Or we might think, oh man, I just need to study the industry more. I need to understand better the trends in the game industry. I need to know what games are popular more. I need to better understand my equipment. I need to have a better DAW. I need to upgrade my equipment. I need to understand music theory better. I need to learn piano first. I need to get better at guitar first. There's always going to be reasons not to start. Going back to our racing analogy, you could be getting ready for your race. You've got new shoes. You've got these great aerodynamic socks and your really cool looking sweatbands. And then you get news that someone has just broken some speed record. They've broken the 3 minute mile or whatever, I don't know. So then you go out and you buy an even better pair of shoes and you start training harder and you do all these things, but yet you've never been out on the track once. You don't even know how fast you can do it. Get out on the track, get a time on there, and then try improving that time. But the moral of the story is get out on the track. I would rather you get out on the track, run past the starting line barefoot, and be putting your shoes on as you're running than getting your shoes fully on and fully laced and the best pair of shoes or whatever before you start the race. You just got to get out there and you got to start. So step number one is start talking to people. Start reaching out to developers. Start making friends with game developers. Start networking. If they ask to hear your music, you could hurry and make some music. That would push you and motivate you to get some music out faster. If the music's not that great, it's okay. It's never going to be great in the beginning. The more you do it, the better it'll get. A great example of this is the influencer Alex Maukala. I'm not quite sure how to say his name, but he's this Italian YouTuber who has a really great channel where he shows tutorials on how to make trailer music and stuff. And he's done a really great job getting visible. People know who he is. He has two or three really successful YouTube channels with thousands and thousands and thousands of subscribers. Well, he started his first YouTube channel when he was first learning music. He came late into the game learning music. He took a course and he started applying it. He didn't even have a keyboard in the beginning, I believe. He was just using his mouse to click things into the piano roll on his free sequencer. And he just spent all day, every day doing it. He started documenting his journey, putting tutorials out on YouTube as he would learn things. So he'd learn something about programming strings. And so he'd make a tutorial about it and release it. That is huge. That is awesome. He's learning something and then he's immediately turning around and producing it. So you always want to be thinking, what am I producing? Not what am I preparing? How am I getting ready? What am I producing right now? As soon as you learn something, turn it into a production, get it out into the world. Producers are the ones that find success. Producers are the ones that are going to reach their dreams. Producers are the ones that are going to earn their income goals. So Alex Maukala is a great example of that because right from the beginning, he took everything that he was doing and he produced it and he got a lot of recognition for it. And pretty soon he was writing for trailers and getting tracks placed into trailers. He started doing a bunch of Final Fantasy covers and ended up getting noticed and attention from Square Enix. He made huge things happen because he just started. He didn't have his shoes on. He was probably wearing jeans and he just ran past the start line, totally unprepared and just got ready as he was running and had a huge success because of it. So I know I've said this a bunch of times over and over again in different ways. Preparation is okay, but really what you should do is you should just start. If you haven't produced something, if you are not producing connections and making friendships with people in the industry, especially with game designers, and you want to be a video game composer, that's where you should start. You definitely shouldn't wait to have music or wait to have a DAW or wait to upgrade your equipment or wait for whatever it is you may have been waiting for before you get out and you start meeting people and you start selling yourself as a composer. You just got to start. You're not going to get any closer to the finish line with your preparation. It might help once you cross that start line, but you can also do those preparations after you've started the race. This message goes back to one of the first episodes I released, which was about starting. You just got to start. And to this day, it's my most listened to podcast. But what I hope is that that episode and or this episode will become the most acted on podcast. There's no way of tracking that, but that's my hope. I hope that you will hear this message and you will just start if you haven't started already. Take whatever it is that you're preparing and may have been helping you to procrastinate and just say, I can keep doing this, but right now I got to get past that start line. I got to go start meeting people. I got to get my music out there. I've got to be doing something to get more visible in the world and in this industry. I hope this helps you. As always, go out, get started, and make it happen.